Hare Krishna. Good morning, everyone. Hari Hari. Asking blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas and all those who are listening online to be able to speak something on this transcendental subject matter. You're probably sick of seeing me up here. Think, oh no, it's not him again. Okay, so anyway, devotees are very merciful. Okay, so we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 5, chapter entitled The Activities of Shakshi Gopal, and verse number, I think it's 146 is on the board, but I'm going to cover 145 and 146. We'll chant 146 together. Okay, so I'll just read 145 and then we'll do this 146 together. Okay, so the translation for that is, all the devotees became ecstatic in the association of Lord Chaitanya and thus absorbed in love of God. They were dancing and singing while going along the main road. Okay, so we'll do the one on the board now. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, cried, danced, and made many ecstatic vibrations and sounds, although the temple was only 6 miles away. To him, the distance seemed thousands of miles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, he considered one moment to last as long as 12 years. After seeing the Jagannath temple from a distant place, the Lord became so ecstatic that he considered the six-mile path many thousands of miles long. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langai Te Girim Yadkripatamam Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, so Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes are going on eternally. So one time in one class, one sannyasi, he was saying, who wants to take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes? You know, and many devotees were thinking, oh yeah, when I get liberation, I can go and, you know, and dance about and do special things and eat mangoes from that magic tree, you know, and do many things. But actually, he was saying, actually, we can take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes already because the Sankirtan movement is Lord Chaitanya's pastime. You know? So every day we've got that opportunity. Every moment, every day, we have the opportunity to glorify the Lord, to serve the Lord, to serve His devotees, to take part in the Sankirtan mission in some way, shape, or form. And then if we have a desire to somehow give Krishna consciousness the nectar of the holy name and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to people at large, not only human beings, but also other living entities in other bodies, then whatever externally the difficulties may be, but Krishna will make an arrangement. You know? So it's like, it's really nice. I was walking in the village with Sankirtan Priya, and sometimes we go for a japa walk, you know. And then I thought, what I'll do is I'll get a Mangal Aarti sweet, put it in a nice box, I put it in my pocket. I thought, maybe somewhere along the way we'll meet someone, you know. Krishna will make some arrangement. And then as we were walking along, there was one lady, she was kind of standing in her house, in the window. So, you know, as overly enthusiastic Hare Krishnas, we waved to her. I said, born again Hare Krishnas. You know, so anyway, it's no, there's no law against waving or smiling. You know. So she waved back, you know. So and then we walked a little further, a few steps further, and I remembered, oh, actually, I've got this Mangalarti suite here. So we didn't want to go in her house or anything, but we came back and we showed her the box, the golden box with the Mangalarti suite at her window, you know. So she decided to open the door and come out, you know. And she said, oh, I'm so happy to see the devotees here. And I said to her, have you lived here a long time? And she said, no, I just moved in last week. She said that she used to live in Birmingham before, and her name is Gayatri. And she moved here specifically to be near the temple. Yeah. So you never know. So I was thinking, okay, let me put a Mangalarti suite or put a book or put something, you know, a Jagannath sticker or something, you know. And then we're going out, then there's always, Krishna makes some arrangement, you know. So if we do our part, then the Lord does his part. He's already doing it, you know. So the magic, so many other things like that. And then as we walked further along, we were crossing this field, and we saw the farmer was plowing the field, you know, with his big tractor, you know. And we had walked through that field before chanting japa, but this time we saw hundreds and hundreds of seagulls. So we were thinking, what are these seagulls doing here? You know, they're normally at sea, you know, or on the seaside. But we realized that the farmer was plowing the field, so then all the worms were, you know, coming up. So all the hundreds of seagulls were there, and they were waiting patiently. As soon as the tractor went, the plow went, then they were there, you know, like that. So I said to Sankaran Priya, I said, you know, we didn't see these seagulls before. Now, who sent a text message to the seagulls to tell them that the farmer is plowing the field and they should be there? So, and then after he's finished, in the next few days after he's finished plowing the field, we don't see the seagulls anymore. You know, so they probably got a text message to go somewhere else. So who's directing them, you know? Like, you know, they must have a good communication system. So Krishna is looking after everyone. He's giving everyone, soul some guidance from within the heart. Sometimes we accept it, sometimes we don't. So these two verses, I'll read again. All the devotees became ecstatic in the association of Lord Chaitanya and thus absorbed in love of God. They were dancing and singing while going along the main road. And that sounds like Harinam Sankirtan. You know? So last week I was saying that Grant, he's read the Bhagavatam 4 times now, and then he was thinking, now the world situation's bad, what shall I do? Then he thought, oh yeah, I'll go out on Harinam Sankirtan. Because this is the best way to benefit the world, you know. And I've got another verse which I'll recite, which most of you all know, which is in relation to that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, cried, danced, and made many ecstatic vibrations, like all of you were doing this morning. You know? Although the temple was only 6 miles away, you could see the dome of the Lord Jagannath's temple in Puri from a great distance. Although the temple was only 6 miles away, let's have a look. Yeah, to him the distance seemed like thousands of miles. So Prabhupada saying in the purport, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, he considered one moment to last as long as 12 years. And after seeing the Jagannath temple from a distant place, he became ecstatic that he considered that 6 mile path to be like many thousands of miles. So somebody may be thinking, oh, this is a bit confusing, you know. I mean, what's happening is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming too ecstatic and is losing kind of, you know, focus on how things are working, you know. But actually, it's explained that There's a verse in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own teachings in the Shikshamrita, Shikshastikam. It's verse number 7, Shikshastikam. It's Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishaitam Sunyaitam Jagatsarvam Govinda Virahena Me. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So if you love someone very, very much, then any time that you're away from that person, even if it's a few minutes or a very short time, it seems to be a long time. And sometimes you're at the airport and you're waiting for someone that you have a lot of love and respect for, and every minute seems to be long, you know. It's a long, long wait, you know. So it's like that. And those feelings are like that for when there's real love and there's true appreciation. So the gopis, they actually cursed Lord Brahma on this point, you know. They said that, why have you given us these eyelids that blink, you know? Because for that moment, we miss Krishna. So then they were cursing Brahma, you know. So, why? Because, you know, when you blink, you don't really notice it so quick. But the gopis were thinking that we love Krishna so much that we don't want to miss sight of him even for a fraction of a second, you know. So this creator Brahma, he got it wrong, you know. We want to have completely just see Krishna and absorb him, drink the nectar of Krishna through the eyes, you know? So, like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radha and Krishna in that one form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And he's appeared in the golden form. And he's experiencing the ecstasy of love of God. And this incarnation is to share that with everyone. But when... it says when you see the dome of the Jagannath temple, then it's like taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. Because Srila Haridas Thakur, he was from a Mohammedan family, so he felt very unqualified and lowly, so he didn't want to enter the temple. So he stayed at a distance, and he sat there, and he did his bhajan, his chanting, and but he would see the dome of the temple, the chakra and the top, and who would take darshan of Lord Jagannath that way. And then every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would go to visit Lord Jagannath, then he would come back from the temple, and he would go and see Haridas Thakur every day, and they would have some transcendental pastimes. And who's been to Jagannath Puri here? Okay, quite a few devotees have been to Jagannath Puri. So has anybody been to Jagannath Puri in the summertime? No. You've been in some. Did you get roasted? Yeah. Okay. I was there one time in the summer, and our guest house was actually just on the seafront. So we would just have to get out of the guest house, cross the road, and then there was the beach, and then the ocean was there where Lord Chaitanya bathed and performed the pastime. So I think me and a couple of devotees we went there to the ocean, and we were bathing in the ocean and remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in this very same place, and he carried the body of Haridas Thakur and did so many pastimes. So we were there for like an hour or two, but then the sun started getting hot. So we realized that, because on the way back, our feet were roasting. There was a tap on the outside of the guest house. We had to like turn the tap on to the steam off our feet, you know, because it was so hot, the sand, it was like burning, you know, and we didn't take our shoes. So, so it can be very hot in Jagannath Puri, especially in the summer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did, he went to visit Lord Jagannath, and then he took a toothpick from Lord Jagannath, and then he brought it all the way back where Haridas Thakur was sitting, and he threw this toothpick in the ground, and immediately a Siddha Bakul tree manifest. A huge, beautiful tree to give shade to Haridas Thakur. so that he doesn't get scorched by the heat. And that tree is still there today. There's a temple there around that place. I think many of you have been there. I think Indradyumna Swami, once he got part of a branch that fell on the storm, and then he got some deities carved from that. So that Siddha Bakul, it's like the Lord directly, Daru Brahman. He doesn't need to be installed, you know. So many deities, many devotees have Nrisingadev deities or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deities, or one devotee's got a deity of Haridas Thakur. So those pastimes are there. And then see, the Lord is so kind, he's thinking about the welfare of Haridas Thakur, you know. So he can do anything, you know. If we take a toothpick and throw it in the ground, then we'll get done for litter, you know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does some magic pastime. So here he's saying that all the devotees became ecstatic in the association of the Lord Chaitanya, and thus absorbed in love of God, they were dancing and singing while going along the road. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performing these beautiful pastimes, so the Sankirtan movement. So Shikshasikam, the first verse is really, really nice. I think many of you know it. Anyone who doesn't know the first verse of Shikshasikam? No, they all know it, yeah. But before that, I'll just read this little caption. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his disciples to write books on the science of Krishna, a task which his followers have continued to carry out down to the present day. The elaborations and expositions on the philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya are, in fact, the most voluminous, exacting, and consistent due to the system of disciplic succession. Although Lord Chaitanya was widely renowned as a scholar in his youth, he left only 8 verses called Shikshastika. These 8 verses clearly reveal his mission and precepts. And these supremely valuable prayers are translated herein. So, Cheto dapanamajanam bhava mahadivagni nirvapanam shaya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam padipadam punam ritswadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So there's a lot there. So says glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years. So this process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us and that Srila Prabhupada brought for us is the best and simplest and most purifying and the most transcendental process, because it cleanses that the dust, you know, from the heart of the living entities. One time, Srila Prabhupada, when he arrived in America, at the airport, there was many reporters there. So, you know, many kind of yogis and swamis and different magicians and people had come to America. So one of the reporters said to Srila Prabhupada, said, Swamiji, you know, many yogis and many people come and they do many different magic things, you know. What's your magic, you know? So Srila Prabhupada, he said that, you know, I don't do any that kind of magic. He said, but my magic is, you see all these devotees here, previously they were all hippies, you know, they were, you know, unhappy and unhealthy, unclean, and, you know, etc., you know. But now they are very clean, smiling, and they're effulgent and glowing, you know. So he said, that's my magic, you know. So previously they were hippies and now they've become happies, you know. So Prabhupada said, this is my magic, you know. Not that I just, you know, produce some ashes from my sleeve, you know, or, you know, get an apple out of my hoodie or something. Yeah, so, you know, people do, there are magicians who do many things, and they have some material ability, and some of them have got some mystic cities, they can do a few things. I remember Tamil Krishna Maharaj, many, in the mid-80s, he did a series of lectures called God's Competitor. You know, you might have seen that. Have you seen it? Yeah. It was in Fiji. So there was a big hall, and there was the audience, general public was there. And then he got pictures of all different demigods and different personalities and everyone there. So he was asking people in the crowd, okay, who do you think is God? Who do you think is supreme? So someone would say, well, I think this person is supreme. And then he'd say, why do you think this person is supreme? Well, he said, ashes come from his picture. He said, okay. And he said, anything else? He says, well, he cures people, He says, okay. And anything else? He said, he can sometimes produce a bit of gold. So I said, okay, fine. So then Maharaj said, at your house, at the fireplace, there's plenty of ashes being produced, And the hospital, do they not cure people? Does that make them God? Yeah. And then if they produce some gold, how much gold can they produce? Can they produce a mountain of gold? So he went through every personality bit by bit. And then, by the process of negation, they worked out that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, So he went through like that, taking the pictures away one by one. But he explained it in such a nice way, very scientific way. So one person, he was saying that, this gentleman with the fuzzy hair, he's God. I won't mention any names. So I think he was saying that there's in Scripture, there's a list of characteristics that God possesses, And one of those characteristics is that God possesses beauty that is unparalleled anywhere within the creation. It says on that one point, he's gravely lacking. So what to speak of the other, attributes? Because people are not in knowledge, so what they do is, they just, if somebody, does some wizardry, or like sometimes you go to central London and you see these people, like they're kind of standing there with something, and as if they're like in midair or something. But when you see them packing away, they've got a metal bar that goes up their tunic or something. So people who are not have who have a poor fund of knowledge, they can be easily misled. They're gullible. So one time I was sitting in near the old Tulsi house, and there were some benches there, and we were taking some prasadam, and one guest came and sat there, and then this guest started saying, "Oh, Tulsi Devi, yeah, Tulsi Devi, she's married to Ganesh." I said, "Where did you get that from?" He said, "Oh, someone told me." I said, "Well, yeah, it's called the someone told me sampradaya." I said, "Look, before, we're kind of trained that we don't just blurt things out without verifying them, because you can mislead people, So that's why we have a checking and balance system, which is called Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, So what the Shastra is saying, if we want to verify if that's correct, we check with the Guru and the Sadhus, And if it matches up, it's correct. And if we want to check what the Guru is saying, we check in the with the Sadhus and we check in the Scripture. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ji Ke, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Gonitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. And if you want to check what the sadhus are saying, then we check with the guru and the shastra. So there's a checking and balance system. So anything that's shiny and looks goldish, does it mean it's gold? Yeah? So we might not be expert in knowing what's gold and what's not gold, but if we go to Rasik Pai or Kenya Jewelers, this is an advert for you, or any reputable jeweler, they'll be able to tell you. They have some method to find out, So there's a problem. So I said to this man, I said, better you study, authorized scriptures rather than just go on the hearsay sampradaya, because, you'll misguide others and you'll also be deluded yourself. It's called the grapevine acharyas, grapevine acharyas. That means, I heard somebody say this and this person said this and then down the line it's changed, But then we have a system where we can check and get things from authoritative source. So there's always, if we want to find out the absolute truth, that it's all there. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given this process to Sankirtan Yajna, and this is a prime benediction for humanity at large. Because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon, it's the life of all transcendental knowledge, and it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we're always anxious. So it's like one time I was out on Harinam in London, and then these two like English kind of boys, must be in their mid-20s, they were just standing outside the pub or a restaurant. And Harinam was going like, it was really going nice, It was somewhere near Leicester Square. And then suddenly I saw them looking like this. And all these people are in the restaurants and in the pubs, they're paying a lot of money, but they didn't look very happy, But they see the devotees are really happy and dancing. So these two boys, they just spontaneously decided to jump in and started dancing, And then about 10 minutes later, one of them comes to me and says, "What's it all about?" I said, "It's a bit late now, isn't it? You should have asked that before you jumped in." So I directed him to one of the devotees who had some books and stuff. I said, "Go and get a book or magazine, you'll find out what it's about." But they were immediately spontaneously attracted because it is ecstatic, And so when we give ourselves to the holy name and we absorb ourselves in the process of Sankirtan, when we are distributing the holy name, then we experience very, very high ecstasy, higher than any drug or any kind of intoxicant or, fleeting, temporary kind of enjoyment, So this is the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Like last week we were saying, Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply joyful process. I'll just read a few more verses, and today we're going to end at 8:30 because the ladies need some time to clean up. Otherwise, they have to do it double rush. I found this verse also from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's similar to Trinada Pi Sunichena, but slightly different. It says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 6, verse 237. It says, Amani manadahana Krishna nama sadalabe braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. So some of you who are getting good at Bengali can probably work out what it says. Arun, can you manage to work out what was about? Okay. Amani manadahana Krishna nama sadalabe braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Oh, very good. Yeah. See, Arun's a good Hindi and was it Malayalam speaker? Yeah, okay, now he's good at Bengali as well. So, that verse says, do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And who is this verse spoken to? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spoke this verse as an instruction to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So I'll read it again. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. If we can just do that, well, life will be happy. Then all our troubles will be over. But then sometimes we make life so complex, Okay, where was the other one? It's simple for the simple, eh? It says complicated for the crooked. Okay, so now this is another one from Antyalila, chapter 6, text 220. Mahaprabhura Bhakta Ganera Vairagya Pradhana Yaha Deki Pritahana Gaura Bhagavan. Renunciation is the basic principle sustaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Seeing this renunciation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is extremely satisfied. So, what is renunciation? You know, it's like I was explaining the previous week, that if I walk up to a Rolls Royce, and I sometimes Rolls Royces come here and I say, look, I renounce it, you know. Well, what's the use of that? It's not mine to renounce. But so what's really ours, you know? Nothing's really ours, but we can renounce the false concept that it's ours, you know? And because they say you come into this world empty-handed and you even leave the body behind, you know? But the only thing that we can take with us is the results of our activities, you know. So when we engage in devotional service, lovingly service to the Vaishnava, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and Radha and Krishna, Sitaram, then we can take that with us, and that's a worthy result, you know. So there's pastimes when... who was it who had the nice chadar? Was it Rupa Goswami or... No. Sanatan, eh? Yeah, Sanatan Goswami, he had just somehow he managed to get away from the service of the Nawab, and then he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he has a really nice chadar, you know? Like a very, probably a Kashmir one or something. You know? And then he came to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya was, you know, kind to him, but then Sanatan Goswami picked up that there was something not quite right, you know? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not completely satisfied with him. Then he realized that, you know, I'm become a mendicant, a renunciant. You know, I've got this flash each other, you know. So he went to the river, and then where people go and bathe, and there was this a poor man there with an old chadar with a few holes in and that. So he said to him, "Do you want? Let's swap." So the man thought, are you trying to wind me up? He didn't think he was for real. He thought he was just trying to, you know. He said, no, please take this, you know. I've had enough of it. So then he took the old chadar. And I remember Sutapa Prabhu saying something interesting, that when Sutapa's dad, he had an old car, a Bangar, you know. I mean, it got him to work and back, but he was relaxed, he didn't have to worry about it. But when he got a nice Mercedes, he saved up and worked hard. So then he was sitting and he was always looking out the window, you know, is it okay? Has anyone scratched it? Is it like that, you know? So the anxiety level increases more and more, you know. So if we just accept simple things, you know, then actually it's easier to concentrate and be peaceful, you know. Otherwise, the more opulence we get, the more, you know, that we try to show off, or we try to be exquisite, you know, then actually the more we destroy our own sanity, our own peace, you know. So of course now that car's old now, so it's okay, you can relax now. He still got it. Oh. Anyway, someone's got to keep the economy going, you know. So anyway, so these are like, so you know, there's false renunciation. It's like if you're not on that platform, but it's like, ah, give it up, you know, like that. But internally you are still attached to it. But externally, I'll give it up, you know. So it's like gritting your teeth, you know. That doesn't work, you know, like that. It's got to be natural, you know. So if we simply take to this process, you know, chanting, dancing, feasting, philosophizing, serving, doing all the activities prescribed by the great Vaishnava Acharyas, then naturally the heart will become cleansed, then all the misgivings will be removed, and then pure devotional service will be left. and all these other contaminations will disappear. It's just a matter of time and application. And then in last week we mentioned one verse. It was Shushu Sho Sadadhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Sian Mahat Seva Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. And that was all twice born sages by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice. Great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So when you serve those devotees who are completely pure, then you actually gain affinity for hearing the messages of the Lord, and that purifies your heart. So in relation to that, there's another verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 54. I think most of you have heard this at some point. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kahoe, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoe. Does anyone know the translation of that? Sam, you're smiling. Come on, don't be shy. Dinner be shy, laddie. Anyone? Okay, Bishal. Yeah? Good? Yeah? Yeah? What about the devotional association? Okay, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahoe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Yeah, very good. Yes, got scholar here. Yeah. Our Nepalese scholar, yeah. Okay. So said the verdict of all the real scriptures, sarva shastra kahoe, you know, is that by even a moment's association with the pure devotee, lava matra, you know, moments of pure devotee, one can attain all success. The lava matra, I think it refers to 1/11th of a second, is it? So the verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's instructing Srila Sanatana Goswami. You know, so then, you know, those verses from the Bhagavatam, Shushu Shod, Sradhana Sya, and this one, they're very, very much connected. Very much connected. So that, you know, the emphasis is on somehow or other, serve the pure devotees, serve the sadhus, you know, get their association, and then it opens the door to the spiritual world, you know. Otherwise, if you associate with those are asadhus, which are, you know, the opposite of sadhus, degraded people, then it opens the gates to hell, you know. He said, there are three gates leading to hell, lust, anger, and greed, and every sane man must learn to avoid these, you know. But it's not just a question of avoiding, you have to do the positive, and the positive is take the association, take the name, take the pastimes, take the teachings, take the process. You know? So then, we'll stop with this one. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 19, text 151. Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering through the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down to the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master, and by the grace of Krishna, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the creeper of devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this verse to Srila Rupa Goswami. So, anyway, I think our time is up. So, that's just some things to share. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's full of amrita, nectar. You know? So, thank you everyone for your patience and your tolerance. And so, is there any quick question, or shall we just... Okay.
The Isle of Wight, we had a little book table, and it really was the essence of what you were saying, how it's spontaneous. There was a Julian and Vrajapana came down from the manor. Julian, he used to play the harmonium.
Yeah.
And he started singing Hare Krishna, you know, at the book table. And there was these little kids listening. And then they started it was just amazing. We thought, my God. It was so sweet.
It was your God because they were glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they had already learned the Swami step in their past life and it was just coming up. You know? I'll just mention this last thing and we'll stop. Thank you for that, Prayojan Prabhu. So yesterday I was online doing an interview initiation interview for a devotee called Paresh Mistry from Maidenhead. You know him, Paresh Mistry? So he's aspiring for initiation. So we had just a couple of us at the interview to just ask him many questions to make sure that he knows what he's doing, you know. At least he's got an idea what he's doing. You know? So he said something funny happened is he had the television on and he was doing something and then it was some kind of program on antiques and second-hand things, you know. And he just looks up and it was then Jagannath Subhadra Balaram deities. And he was like, what? On the television, the antiques. So he was like, wow. So then anyway, what he did was he looked up the broadcast and all the details, and then he found a number and he rang them. He said, oh, those things that you were selling on the TV, the antiques and stuff, I want to buy something. So he described to them. So actually, he bought the Jagannath Subhadra Balaram from that. So, and he said all the deities in his house, you know, they've come to him without him asking. You know? So Lord Jagannath, you know, self-manifesting. So we had like that in Rotherham. We had a Sankaran house in Yorkshire. We were doing book distribution in Rotherham. And there's this main street is called Effingham Street. I don't know who named that street, but it is called that, you know. Ask Dayananda Maharaj. He's from there. So, yeah, he's from Rotherham. He was a coal miner there. Then distributing books, and this man came up to me. He said, are you Hare Krishna? I said, yeah. So he said, oh, are you going to be here for long? I said, yeah, we're going to be here all day. So he said, oh, I'll be back later. So fine, he came back a couple of hours later, and in his pocket he had a Jagannath, Subhadra, and his rucksack, you know, Balaram. He said, I found this somewhere, you have them. You know? So, you know, like we call them Rodram Chandra Jagannaths, you know. So then we kept them at the Sankirtan house and we were worshipping them. So self-manifesting, you know. The Lord wants to come, He'll come, you know. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki, Vaishnav Sangha Vaishnav Seva ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.